Chapter 3. Queen Charlotte. English princesses. Ladies of the English court. Lady Hester Stanhope. A lady. Lady Caroline Lamb, Mrs. Damer, and other English ladies. The Empress Josephine. Princesses and ladies of Josephine's court. 7 Milanese young ladies. City and towns women. Country women. A militiaman's wife. A street woman. Ship women. Servants. 4 Scene, the overworld. Enter the ancient spirit and chorus of the years, the spirit and chorus of the pities, the shade of the earth, the spirits sinister and ironic with their choruses, rumors, spirit messengers, and recording angels. Shade of the earth, what of the imminent will and its designs? Spirit of the years, it works unconsciously, as heretofore, eternal artistries in circumstance, whose patterns, wrought by rapt aesthetic rote, seem in themselves its single listless aim, and not their consequence. Chorus of the pities, aerial music, still thus, ever unconscious, an automatic sense unweeding why, or whence. Be then, the inevitable, as of old, although that so it be we dare not hold. Spirit of the years, hold what ye list, fond believing sprites, you cannot swerve the pulsion of the bis, which thinking on, yet weighing not its thought, unchecks its clock-like laws. Spirit sinister aside, good, as before. My little engines, then, will still have play. Spirit of the pities, why doth it so and so, and ever so, this viewless voiceless turner of the wheel? Spirit of the years, as one sad story runs, it lends its heed to other worlds, being wearied out with this, wherefore its mindlessness of earthly woes. Some, too, have told at whiles, that rightfully its wearfulness, its care, this planet lost when in her early growth and crudity by bad mad acts of severance men contrived, working such nations by their own device. Yea, so it stands in certain chronicles, though not in mine. Spirit of the pities, meet is it, nonetheless, to bear in thought that, though its consciousness may be estranged, engrossed afar, or sealed, sublunar shocks may wake its watch anon. Spirit of the years, nay. In the foretime, even to the germ of being, nothing appears of shape, to indicate that cognizance has marshaled things terran, or will such as my thinking, in my span. Rather they show that, like a knitter drowsed, whose fingers play in skilled unmindfulness, the will has woven with an absent heat since life first was, and ever will so weave. Spirit sinister, hence we've rare dramas going more so since it wove its web in the ejection womb. Spirit of the years, well, no more this on what no mind can meet. Our scope is but to register, and watch by means of this great gift, accorded us the free trajection of our entities. Spirit of the pities, on things terran, then, I would say that, though the human news wherewith the rumors stirred us may please thy temper, years, twere better far such deeds were nulled, and this strange man's career wound up, as making in harmonious jars in her creation whose meek wraith we know. The more that he, turned man of mere traditions, now profits not. For the large potencies instilled into his idiosyncrasy to throne fair liberty in privilege room are taking taint, and sink to common plots for his own gain. Shade of the earth, and who, then, cordial one, wouldst substitute for this intractable? Chorus of the earth, we would establish those of kindlier build, and fair compassion skilled, men of deep art in life development. Watchers and warders of thy varied lands, men surfeited of laying heavy hands, upon the innocent, the mild, the fragile, the obscure content among the myriads of thy family. Those too, who love the true, the excellent, and make their daily moves a melody. Shade of the earth, they may come, will they? I am not averse. Yet though I am but the ineffectual shade of her the traveler, herself a thrall to it. In all her laborings curbed and kinched. Spirit of the years, shall such be mooted now? Already change hath played strange pranks since first I brooded here. But old laws operate yet, and phase of men's dynastic and imperial moils shape on the customed lines. Though, as for me, I care not thy shape or what they be. Spirit of the pities, you seem to have small sense of mercy, sire. Spirit of the years, mercy I view, not urge, nor more than mark what designate your titles good and ill. Tis not in me to feel with, or against, these flesh-hinged mannequins its hand upwinds to click-clack off its pre-adjusted laws, but only through my centuries to behold their aspects, and their movements, and their mold. Spirit of the pities, they are shapes that bleed, mere mannequins or no, and each has parcel in the total will. Spirit of the years, which overrides them as a whole its parts and other entities. Spirit sinister aside, limbs of itself. Each one a jot of it in quaint disguise. I'll fear all men henceforward. Spirit of the pities, go to. Let this terrestrial tragedy, spirit ironic, nay, comedy, spirit of the pities, let this earth tragedy whereof we spake, afford a spectacle forthwith con closelier than your custom is. Spirit of the years, how does it stand? To a recording angel, open and chant the page thou'st lately writ, that sums these happenings, and brief reminder of their instant points slighted by us amid our converse here. Recording angel, from a book, in recitative, now mellow-eyed peace is made captive, and vengeance is chartered to deal forth its dooms on the peoples with sword and with spear. Men's musings are busy with forecasts of muster and battle, and visions of shock and disaster rise red on the ear. The easternmost ruler sits wistful, and tends he to midward. The king to the west mans his borders in front and in rear. While one day I, flushed from his crowning, ranks legions around him to shake the innocent neighbor nation and close her career. Semi-chorus I of rumors, aerial music, O woven winged squadrons of Toulon and fellows of Rochefort, wait, wait for a wind, and draw westward ere Nelson be near. For he reads not your force, or your freightage of warriors fell-handed, or when they will join for the onset, or whither they steer. Semi-chorus too, O Nelson, so zealous a watcher through months long of cruising, thy foes may light thee a moment, put forth, and get clear, and rendezvous westerly straightway with Spain's aiding navies, and hasten to head violation of Albion's frontier. Spirit of the years, methinks too much assurance thrills your note on secrets in my locker, gentle sprites, but it may serve. Our thought being now reflexed to forces operant on this English isle, behoves it us to enter scene by scene. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.